This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, and Kyle is out searching for food. He's hunting today, and he will be back next Thursday. So Kathy was kind enough to take his place today in front of the classroom. So we've been talking about refrigerators, and we've been talking about the coils, and frankly, if you don't keep them clean, and if the air can't circulate to cool off the refrigerant and the compressor, then your unit will overheat and you will be replacing it sooner than you would like. So these, if you have a vintage appliance, they can last years. We have several dehumidifiers. Kathy mentioned dehumidifiers. We have several of them in at our farm, and some of them are from the 1970s and 1980s, and they're working fine. Now, the new ones, you know, with the digital display, they're the ones that are problematic. So if you can find a vintage one that has a mechanical humidistat, you know, where you turn the knob, there's not much to go wrong. There really isn't. The contacts and the humidistat work really well. They don't seem to overheat and fail. And so they just keep working year after year after year after year. All you have to do is make sure that the coils are clean. They don't get clogged up with dust. And you can vacuum them. And everything's great. With the digital ones, if you have a slight power interruption, power blips, you have a momentary brownout or a momentary blackout, the dehumidifier gets confused and gets stuck and doesn't know what to do, so it just stops. And then what happens is then you find you got mold in the basement. You go, what's going on? Huh. Ah, dehumidifier stuck. You know, that new one with the digital display. The older one would have just recovered very easily. It wouldn't even known there was a problem. Yeah, I'm talking about the analog style, the mechanical humidistat versus the electronic computer-controlled humidistat. So I like older, I like vintage, I like simple, I like not complex. However, our farm is complex. There's a lot of things going on. So, Kathy, any comments about what I've been saying and how you flat out have to do it yourself? You can't trust anybody today to know what they're doing, including set up a propane heater.
You know, Vince, I totally agree, and I like the whole analog things myself. I really don't like the digital displays on anything. If I can get away from that, I just think you're asking for more complications, more expense, and more problems. If you can just go to the old vintage things, I really like my old appliances, and I'm just going to hang on to them as long as I can or try to find them if I have to replace them, like the same thing.
You know, Kathy, class might not believe this, but in the studio here, I was talking with John Statmiller many, many years ago, like over a decade ago. And I said, so, John, what kind of clock do you have? He said, digital clock. He said, get a digital clock. I said, I don't like digital clocks, you know, for broadcasting. I don't think I'm going to like that. So I bought an analog clock. This is like a classroom clock. Great big white background, black hands, minute and hour hand, and then the second hand is a red hand. And it's got to be, you know, over a foot in diameter, just like we had in the classroom. It's an atomic clock. But that works really well for me because I can see the second hand sweeping and I can time when, you know, we're going to go in and out of a break because I can see the rate of change by the second hand. Whereas I can't see that with a digital clock. It's just going to tell me the minutes and the hours. So I don't like that. So, but I did get a used digital clock just in case. Just in case the analog clock stops. So literally, but I don't look at the analog clock. Unless the, you know, the batteries on the atomic clock fail. But Kathy, propane's a real problem. Have you had any issues with propane heating systems?
We have. When we moved into this house, we had to, the air conditioning was broken and it was all completely corroded. Because we had a lot of sulfur in our water. So it was just all rusted out and corroded. And the furnace was not in great shape. So we replaced both of them. And one of the problems that we ended up having, and my husband noticed something. It was in the fall. And I know that the furnace, I don't remember exactly what it was that he thought, when I asked him yesterday, he said he thought that the furnace wouldn't ignite. So he went down and checked it, and he was like, something's not right. Everything he tried, it just wasn't right. So he called the manufacturer or the people who put it in, and they came out, and the issue that we had was, we have propane heat, and they put a natural gas orifice on it. And Vince, you can explain way better than I can. But my husband instantly knew it was a problem. And so they did take the whole thing out. And I believe it was only in for a short amount of time. Because, like I said, my husband just knew something wasn't right, and when he went to check it, and when he called them, they just replaced the whole furnace. They took it out and replaced the whole furnace. And, you know, tying into that a little bit, Ben, was the same deal with our thermostat on the wall. He said something's just not right with this. Something's not right. So he went and I saw him over there fiddling with it on the wall. And here, instead of being set for gas, it was set for electric. So both of those issues were issues that should have been taken care of by whoever built the house or whoever installed it. But Vince, you can explain the dangers of what our situation was with the furnace that they put in.
Sure. So, class, here's the situation. Propane is compressed gas. It's compressed to become a liquid. So if you compress gas, you can actually turn propane gas into a liquid. So we store it as a liquid in the propane tank. And what happens is propane boils way, way, way below the point where water freezes. So what happens is the liquid propane in the tank becomes vapor, and it travels through the plumbing system, the pipes, to your house. Propane is consumed as a gas. So your propane gas stove, your propane hot water heater, your propane heating system, your propane generator all use the vapor that boils off the liquid propane. Natural gas is a vapor also. So it and propane are similar as in terms of being a gas as they're used. So if you turn on your gas oven or stove, you can hear the gas coming out and the flame ignites. Well, natural gas has way less energy per unit of volume. So you take a cubic foot of natural gas versus a cubic foot of propane gas. The natural gas has way less energy. It will not heat as much for that one cubic foot as propane will. So to compensate for this, most gas stoves are either are selectable for propane or natural gas. And you make that change by changing what's called an orifice. And an orifice is a little tiny brass insert about typically the size of a number two pencil eraser. It has a slot in it for a screwdriver. It's threaded and has a little hole in the center of it. So it would be like an eraser with a hole drilled through the center of it. A larger hole would be used for natural gas, and a smaller hole would be used for propane. And these orifices are sized, and they're stamped with the size of the hole right on this brass little orifice, so you can tell what size they are, what size the hole is. If you have a furnace installed, the furnace can typically, a gas furnace, it can be installed either for propane or it can be installed for natural gas. If it comes from the factory set for natural gas, you don't have to do anything if you're using natural gas. But if you're going to hook up that furnace for propane, you're going to have to change the orifices. And there might be four of them, there might be six of them. And there's a kit that's available. Sometimes the furnaces come with the extra orifices, so you can just change them right there as you install the furnace. But what happens a lot of times is the guys that install them don't change the orifices. And the flame that is the result of the ignition of that furnace, if you're using propane, which has way more energy than natural gas does, for the same amount of volume, the flame will go from a normal size flame to a blowtorch size flame. Now I'm exaggerating just a little bit. But the flame will be way bigger because the orifice is allowing more gas to come through with natural gas orifices than with propane. So if you're using a more powerful fuel, propane, you need a smaller orifice. And what happens is sometimes the guys that install them don't change the orifices. And then the furnace heat exchanger can be destroyed by overheating it because of this great big flame that's unnecessary. And I believe that's why they replaced Kathy's entire furnace. Because the guys, I believe, I wasn't there, but I believe they did not change the orifices for propane. They didn't think about it, they didn't know about it, or they were careless, or all of the above. Now, that's not the only time I've seen this. I've seen this here at our house. Guys started up the furnace. Oh, boy, that doesn't sound right. Shut it off because they forgot to change the orifices. It's a big problem. So, class, you're going to have to learn about heating systems as well. You absolutely are. And there's another thing about heating systems. So a modern heating system has a multi-speed fan. When people come to our house in the wintertime, they notice something. They notice that the house is warm enough, but they also notice that they can't hear the heating system. They can't hear it. It's silent by design. So in your heating system, there is a selectable way of altering the fan speed. Now, we have forced hot air. So there is a blower and a motor that pulls the air from the return through the filter into the return ductwork. It gets blown through the heat exchanger for heating the air, which would be the outdoor wood furnace water to air heat exchanger, and then it blows through the rest of the house. But you can set that speed to one of six different speeds.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Kathy asked a very interesting question, and that relates to propane and natural gas. And I really believe that the guys that installed her system initially didn't configure the orifices correctly for propane. And they destroyed the heater. Now, who gets blamed for that? Well, I believe what would happen in most cases, if someone had an American standard furnace, and they said, oh, yeah, neighbor says, well, how's it going with your heating system? You like it? Well, it's terrible. You know, first American standard, just they had to put a new one in right away. It didn't last. Or let's say it's a Bryant, or let's say it's a Trane, or let's say it's a Lennox. You know, it'd be the same thing. The manufacturer, you know, the manufacturer would get the blame typically for, well, it's a lousy furnace. It didn't work. It just self-destructed. However, it wasn't the manufacturer's fault. It was the installer's fault. And I believe that happens a lot, that manufacturers get blamed for things that they're not responsible for because of careless, reckless installations. So it's a really important thing that your furnace, if it's gas furnace, that it's installed properly. And here's a thing that is very rarely talked about. Frank and I have never talked about this, but maybe we should. There is something in a thermostat called an anticipator. Anticipator. And what it does is it smooths out the on-off cycles of a heating system. So, for example, let's say, and I'm just going to pick a number, 70. So let's say you set your thermostat for 70 degrees, 70. Well, what typically happens is, depending on how your anticipator is set in the thermostat, and this is an adjustable thing in the thermostat. You can use just pull off the dial And let's say you have one of those round Honeywell-type thermostats. You can pull off the dial and adjust this with your fingers. Okay, so you don't even need tools. But you should research how to do this before you do any of this. So if you set your thermostat for 70 degrees, the anticipator will have a value. And it will be like a number, like 1.2, and it's in amperes. It will smooth out the on-off cycles of your heating system. So, for example, if you set your thermostat to 70 degrees, when the temperature hits, let's say, 68, the heating system will come on. And then when the temperature hits 72 degrees, the heating system is shut off. And the thermostat controls this. But by adjusting what's called the anticipator, you can smooth that out so that instead of coming on at 68 degrees when it's set at 70, it comes on at 69 degrees. And instead of shutting off at 72 degrees, it shuts off at 71 degrees. So there's no way a thermostat is going to actually be able to maintain 70 degrees plus or minus zero. It's impossible. So it has to have some kind of a delta. And that delta is smoothed out. And when I say delta, I mean the difference between where you set it and where it comes on and where you set it and where it goes off. Okay? So it might be at 2 degrees, plus or minus 2 degrees. So it comes on at 68, goes off at 72. Well, by changing the anticipator, which is just this thing you can move with your finger, it's beneath the dial. It's that if you have a round Honeywell thermostat or if you have a rectangular Honeywell thermostat, you'll see it. And look it up on the internet and you'll see how to adjust it. And you can smooth that out. Now, the problem is, if you want that to be really smooth, and let's say adjust the temperature between, if you set it 70, you don't want it to go below 69.5, and you don't want it to go above 70.5, that furnace is going to cycle more, on, off, and it'll wear it out faster. So you want to find some combination that will let the furnace not cycle so often that it wears itself out, but not so infrequently that you freeze and bake. Okay, so look up anticipator. Kathy, any comments about that? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, Ben. But I can see what you're saying because that thing's going to just run all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So, and part of the idea there, class, there's also a delay. So when your heating system comes on, you want that heat exchanger. Let's say it's a gas heating system. You want that heat exchanger that's heated by the flame of the gas, whether it be propane or natural gas. You want that to be warm before the air blows through it to go through your ductwork. Otherwise, you'll be saying, gosh, when that heating system comes on, it's really cold air that comes out, and then it warms up. Well, that's because a lot of heating systems are in the basement. The basements are colder. The ductwork is colder. The furnace is colder. So if your blower comes on the very second that the flame comes on, you're going to get cold air for probably a couple minutes. And so you don't want that. So there's another feature that there's a delay before the blower motor comes on. Now, in our case, there's about six settings for blower speeds, and it's just little switches.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. House Republicans considering initiating contempt proceedings against the president's son. Hunter Biden announcing outside the Capitol yesterday that he will only testify in his father's impeachment inquiry during a public hearing and will not comply with a Republican subpoena regarding his business dealings. Yesterday, the House unanimously approved the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, with the entire Republican conference supporting the process. There's been a pause in one of former President Trump's legal cases. The federal election interference case against him is temporarily on hold as the judge has agreed to pause proceedings while considering the former president's appeal to dismiss the case. Federal Reserve policymakers maintaining the current interest rate, noting it as good news that the easing has occurred without a substantial rise in unemployment. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to... For 2 seconds during the...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy wanted to talk about five-minute university without really saying it in those terms today, but she asked me some questions about maintenance. And so in our house, I mentioned we have a Lennox heat pump system with a propane backup. And we don't use a propane backup. And we did it initially. And the idea with the heating system is that they really don't work worth a darn below 25 degrees. At least they didn't when we bought ours 18 years ago. So it's really hard to get heat out of the outside air if it's below 25 degrees outside. So we have a propane backup, but and that would be for the those days that are below 25 degrees. And actually, we don't use that because we actually have another backup, which is the outdoor wood furnace, which has become, instead of our backup, it's become our primary heating system. And we can adjust the speed of the blower in the heating system that moves air around the house through the ductwork. And there are six speeds or so. And you can adjust them. Typically, a modern furnace, you know, 20 years old or newer, has an adjustment where either you move wires from some terminals inside the cabinet of the heating unit inside the house, or you have little dip switches. So you disconnect the power to the heating system, and you look in the manual, say, you know, move this switch, and this switch to these positions, and you'll have low, medium high, high, or very high. You know, those kind of indications for speed of the blower motor. And if you notice that some people's houses are really noisy, the heating system comes on, it sounds like a jet engine. And it's not set right. And in our house, you can't hear the heating system at all. I mean, you can't hear it because it's set to very low. And we like it that way. And it works perfectly for us. Now, the disadvantage is if you have it set too low, you might be wasting some heat out the flue pipe, depending on what type of heating system. So you got to think about that. In our case, we're not wasting any heat. So you might want to look at the manual that came with the heating system or download it, you know, type in the make and model, and you'll be able to download the manual, and you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about with setting those settings. So, Kathy, have you ever been in a home where when the heating system comes on, it's really noisy, and you think, you know, to yourself, do they know how noisy this is? Do they realize that it's just, it's not normal to be this noisy of a heating system? Have you heard that in a forced air system?
Yes, I have. And I think, if I think right, I think my dad's house was like that for a while. Like, it was so noisy that it just kind of drowned out the TV a little bit. You almost had to turn the TV up. So, I now that I think back, ours is very quiet. Like, I don't even hear ours come on. But I have been in different ones where, especially if there's no TV or music on, you can hear that.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be like that, class. And when it's either a combination of poor design, you know, inadequate ductwork, and they're trying to compensate for inadequate ductwork by having the blower run faster than it should, or the guy just said, "I'll set it to high," or maybe it was factory set to high, and the installer didn't test it out. Say, "Well, this is nuts. This is way too noisy." Doesn't have to be like that. So a combination of the anticipator and the blower speed and the orifices. And, you know, here's something that I've done, Kathy, you probably don't want to do this class. I have changed the orifice size so that I'm running a smaller orifice, but I got the flame to be perfect. So I'll have less BTUs of gas being used, less wasted heat going up the chimney. And this would be an older style furnace where you have the new PVC exhaust pipe, and they're much more efficient, so you don't have to do that with them. But on an older style furnace, you might, you know, research, can you change the orifice size to reduce the amount of wasted heat going up the chimney? And I've done that with oil burners and gas burners. But make sure, don't do anything based on not having the knowledge. Make sure you do research and figure out what you're going to do before you do it. And, of course, don't believe anything that I say. Kathy, you know, these new digital thermostats, I really don't like them all that much. I mean, it's nice to be able to look at the number 70 or 68 on there, but they're complicated, and they have battery backups. And here's what happens, class. So if you have one of these relatively modern digital thermostats, what is not obvious is that there's a battery backup in them. Typically, it has three AA dry cells. Most people call them batteries. So we'll say three AA batteries in them. And typically, they're alkaline. They last a long time, maybe 8-10 years. But after 8 or 10 years, the batteries or the dry cells have not enough current to keep the thermostat working properly. And they get confused. And then your heating system gets confused. And then you can't read the display. The heating system doesn't work right. And you wonder what's going on. You call the guy, and the guy goes, "Oh, yeah, it's your thermostat. We'll get you a new one. $180. You know, we got one on sale. It's $180 plus installation. You're going to love it. It's modern. It's digital. It's a Wi-Fi. It does everything. Whereas what really needed to happen was you just pull forward the face of that thermostat. And make sure you look up in the manual how to do this, or download the manual for your make and model of thermostat. And you pull it forward, and you'll see there's three batteries in there, or three cells. And what they'll tell you probably is take them out, put the new ones in backwards. So where the plus is, you put the minus. Where, you know, you put them all in backwards. But make sure you read how to do this first. Or call the manufacturer of the thermostat. Put them in backwards in many cases. Maybe not all cases, but with ours, with the Honeywell, yeah, that's what you do. For a couple seconds. And what that does is totally confuse the computer in the thermostat. And it forces it to reset to factory defaults. And just do it for a few seconds. And then you take the batteries out and put them in the correct way, plus to plus, right? Put them all in correctly. And then you can put your thermostat, push it right back onto the base mounting of it, and then it'll work properly. So instead of calling the guy and having him sell you a new thermostat and paying for that, you know, $200 service call, you do it yourself, and you, for the cost of three alkaline cells, which you can get maybe 30 of them for $15 or $18, you'll be all set. And that's what we do. Now, do the cells last the 10 years that they say on the package? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, I called Sam's Club. I said, hey, I just want you all to know that these 10-year life on the package, these member mark alkaline cells, and I test them, and they test questionable. So I have a battery tester. I set it for AA, AAA, whatever the type of cell I'm going to test. It has a load across it. It has an analog meter, and it says good, questionable, bad. So I tested them. They come out questionable, meaning they don't have enough current to do what they're supposed to do. So they don't work right in the remotes for the television screens. They don't work right for the thermostat. So I said, so what should we do? And the guy said, well, how about I send you a $20 gift card? Yes, that'd be great. Thank you. Now, do I do that frivolously? Absolutely not. Do I know what I'm talking about when I call them up? Absolutely. Do I accept defective products and claims? Absolutely not. So I call them on it. And that's what you should do. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, I just did that. We had an issue with T-Mobile, and I had been on the phone. Oh, terrible. I probably a total of 3 or 4 hours. And the last time that I called, I said just exactly what you said. You know, I said, this is very frustrating. You're taking up my time. And just with this one man. And I said, I'm not getting any resolve here. And he said, well, I'll give you a $20 credit right now. So I think every time I call and have an issue, I'm going to say that. And Vince, talking about Sam's Club, I'm telling you, I'm so frustrated with them. I just, ours here is just horrible to go in. They don't have half of what I don't get. Last week I went in for 4 things. They had none of them on the list that I wanted. So I found 2 things that I was going to buy. And the lines were so long. They had 2 cashiers, and there was probably 12 people in each line. And I just said something to the woman. I said, here, I'm not going to buy these. I to a different lady, you know, at the door. I said, you guys need to really do something about your lines. I don't understand why you can't ever call a cashier up to help. But I'm just not happy with Sam's right now, Beth. Maybe it's just my store, but I'm having issues with them.
No, it's not your store. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. There are people who should not have jobs in those positions. I mean, I'm talking about the cashiers. I'm talking about the people who stock the shelves. Now, the customers are no better either. I mean, the customers are just as bad as the employees. Maybe the customers are even worse. And the customers, yell and scream at the employees. And a lot of times it's the frustration that the customers have that they take out their customer rage on the employees when it might not even be the employee's fault. But it's probably store management's fault for not hiring people who have the qualifications that are commensurate with the job requirements. I mean, that's entirely possible, and I think that's probably the case. Now, Kathy, it's a catch-22. I have this love-hate relationship with Sam's, too. The problem is everybody, all these stores are miserable. And if I would love to see Sam's back where it used to be, but no store is back where it used to be. The closest to where a store used to be, I'm talking about in the 60s and the 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, the closest that I found here in the Springfield marketplace is Menards. You know, it's Menards is the best. I'm laughing at Home Depot. I mean, those guys come to work looking like, you know, they just took off their pajamas and then they put on a pair of dirty jeans and a dirty shirt and forgot to shave and they come to work. It's awful. And so am I going to trust somebody that looks like that for advice and counsel? No, of course not. So I don't like going to Home Depot. I don't like going to Lowe's. Menards, I think, is the best of all of them. It's the closest to Sears, Roebuck and Company when they were in at the height of, you know, their business. I'm talking about in, you know, early 70s. Kathy, I've got a lesson about LED lighting. And here's what I've learned. And this applies to compact fluorescent lighting, too. And even just incandescent lighting. So heat is the enemy of these lighting devices, whether it be an incandescent bulb, a compact fluorescent bulb, or an LED bulb. And here at the farmhouse, we have some wall sconces. Bam and I put them in. And the bulbs in the wall sconces are horizontal. The compact fluorescent bulbs that I put in there with him 18 years ago are still working. The bulbs that we put in the can lights last about a year and a half at the most.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about maintenance. And so what I've noticed is that the compact fluorescent light bulbs that are supposed to last 7 years, they were burning out like crazy if they were put in upside down. And what I mean by that is a can light, a recessed lighting fixture, like we have in a kitchen and in the living room, mostly throughout the house. The heat gets trapped in those cans, and the bulb electronics, whether it be a compact fluorescent or an LED bulb or an incandescent bulb, get really hot. And there's a sensor in the can to prevent a fire. There's two kinds of cans. There's a insulation contact and a non-insulation contact. So some of the cans are designed with extra insulation, but they trap heat inside the can. The others, you can't have the insulation like in your attic or above the can. You can't have the insulation contacted because you can have a fire in your attic from the can getting hot. So we have the kind that are insulation contact. And so the cans get hot, but they're insulated to prevent a fire. And there's a sensor that if the can gets hot, it shuts off the electricity of the bulb. So the bulbs blink on and off because of the heat. Well, what I did was I experimented with the position of the lights. And I know that if you have the light horizontally, compact fluorescent or LED, they last a long time. If they are upside down and their heat is trapped in there and the bulb can't let the heat escape, then the bulbs don't last very long. They quit after about a year or a year and a half, whether they be retrofit can lights or just bulbs that you screw into a can if they're upside down. So here's what I did. I bought some spacers, and these are, and if you can do this, they have to be porcelain because the plastic ones will melt and you could have a fire. So the Chinese ones are no good. Leviton makes porcelain ones, but they're expensive. They're a few dollars a piece. And they are about an inch long, inch and a half long. So literally what they do is they push the bulb in a can light. They push the bulb down about an inch to an inch and a half toward the floor more. You get more light out of them, and there's more. They're closer to the opening of the can to let more air in. So they run cooler. That works. Then I replaced that, those LED bulbs and those compact fluorescent bulbs, because they still didn't last long enough for me, because they're upside down. I found out that I could buy retrofit LED kits. I put those in. And they kind of seal against the kitchen. So the can is now enclosed. And the heat can't get out. And the LED retrofit lamps with the bezel overheat, in my opinion. So here's what I've done. And it took maybe 2 minutes to do all the lights in the kitchen. And just lower the bezel of the LED retrofit 1/4 inch below the ceiling. So it's really, it's not flush against the ceiling anymore, but air can get in there and cool off the electronics of the LED retrofit light kit. Doesn't look as good, but, you know, we don't have people coming over here anyway, so what do we care? So that's a thought, and we're experimenting with that, and I'll bet you that those bulbs will, or those LED fixtures will last twice as long. That's my bet. Kathy, did I explain what I'm trying to say so that it's understandable? I just pulled them down so air could circulate under the LED retrofit bezel.
Yeah, you did, Vince, and you're right. They don't last as long as they say they're supposed to last. Yeah, you're right, until, you know, unless you do that.
Vince, and what I'm going to do, next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a drill, like 0.03 inch or 1/2 inch, and I'm going to drill ventilation holes in the sealed Chinese LED retrofit light kits. And see if that works. Now, don't do that, class, because, you know, you could set your house on fire. You have to know what you're doing. And I'll give you a full report after I figure out how to do this. But back to you, Kathy.
You know, Vince, we were talking about maintaining things. And you and I had talked before. I don't know if it was on the air or off the air, but we talked about my iron. And I have a Rowenta iron. And it says right in the instructions that you have to use spring water and not distilled. So I did call them, and she said, absolutely, you need spring water. And there's something about needing the minerals, she said, in there. But the one thing that I did, but I did not do it as frequently, and I found that, like, what happens is if you don't clean it out, it leaves, like, deposits all over your, like, when you're ironing something, or it'll start leaking. And I've had mine, I don't even know how long. But I think my mistake before was there's a way to clean them. And I don't know about other irons, because I just used Rowenta for so long, I don't know what the other irons do. But you fill it with water, and I put, like, a pot holder type glove, you know, mitt on, and you hold it over, you unplug it, you heat it up real good, then you unplug it, and you squeeze the water, like the squirt button and then the steam button, and all those minerals come out. And I just keep using it and using it and using it, and so that was one thing that I questioned when it said use spring water. I think you and I talked about it. So I did call them, and I got the explanation, and I haven't had any issues.
Okay, so they want minerals in the water? Is that what you're saying?
That's what she said.
Makes no sense.
No.
Makes no sense.
No.
But, no, it makes no sense.
You know,
Kathy, thank you for being with us. Let's flesh
this out.
Airlines
reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.